Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If your knowledge of prison comes from Oz or, say, Shawshank Redemption, you probably think inmates have two career paths, license plate making or laundry room attendant. But it turns out inmates make a lot of stuff. And as we have a few of those establishments within earshot, I thought you might find this interesting. For instance, did you know that Victoria's Secret and JCPenney's use inmates in South Carolina to make lingerie? 36 different prisons around the country make Braille books. I find this one particularly ironic. Federal prisoners make human silhouette targets that the FBI and Homeland Security use for practice. Federal prisoners also make military uniforms and flak jackets. One of the very few items the government allows federal prisoners to make for private companies are baseball hats. 60 inmates in Colorado make fiberglass canoes that sell for like $1,500. And the prison in San Quentin, California has a gift shop where you can buy greeting cards and other items made by inmates. Just something to roll around your melon while you're driving around. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where he's looking for stuff all the time. He buys and sells jewelry and coins. So if you've got some neat heirloom stuff or a coin collection perhaps that you inherited but you don't know anything about, he'll take a look at it for free to determine if he really needs to dig further. And there's a small charge involved in that, but it could make you money in the long term. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that is plural, coins.com. Or you can find him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.